It is time to delve into the culinary world with the weekly feed. And from BQ, Alison Byrne joins us now.
Morning, Alison.
Morning, Tess.
What are we chatting about this week?
Well, this morning I thought I'd take you on a little holiday.
Oh, please.
And I know maybe it's boring to relive somebody else's holiday memories.
No.
But I've just recently been in Noumea in New Caledonia, and not on a cruise, as nearly every single person asked me when I tell them I was going to Noumea. But and spending a week there and really sort of getting into their interesting mix of French and Pacific foods. And there's a little bit of Asian influence in there as well. So it's really quite fascinating. And sort of Pacific foods, not something that we really get a lot of influence here in Sydney, which I find quite surprising. You know, there's a Fijian Indian community out in Liverpool, and you can get some restaurants out there that have that. I mean, you can get Kiwi fish and chips. But there's nothing really from Melanesia, from Vanuatu, from, or not anything that I know of. And if anybody knows anything, I mean, please feel free to contact me, because I'd really love to see more of it in Sydney, and being able to get part of, you know, what the flavours are and what the food is.
And you're mentioning this, and I admit, you know, you think you can sort of nail down different regions of the world and say, oh, you know, the regions like, ooh, hitting the microphone, you know, Chinese food, you can sort of say, okay, I've got a vague idea of, yeah, of what that would be, or Indian and that, you know, Nepalese, I've got a vague idea of what that region has.
Yeah.
But I can't pin down off the top of my head the sort of food from the Pacific.
Yeah. And it is an interesting mix. I mean, obviously, is a lot of the peoples that have lived in that area for a long time have developed their own style of cuisine, but there's all these other influences from whatever sort of either colonising country came in or subsequent migration came in to assist in developing those nations, or whatever opportunities were there. So in Noumea, what's interesting is you have the Kanak peoples, and they're about, they make up about 44% of the population. And their food is really based on what's endemic to, or local to the area. And there's a big deer industry. So deer were brought over from Europe in an idea that, sort of like our emu farms, you know, that would be a great place. So there's a lot of venison that you get. There's obviously a lot of seafood. So you have wonderful prawns.
Yum.
And they're these really lovely blue style of prawns. And you can get them even as a sashimi some places. But their most favourite thing of all is tuna. They love tuna. And nearly every place that we went would have a raw tuna is a really popular way to eat it. And you would have it three ways. So you could either have tuna chopped up and mixed with coconut milk.
Oh, yum.
Or tuna chopped up and mixed with a little bit of soy. Or tuna chopped up mixed with a bit of lime juice.
So it's a lot nicer than the tinned tuna.
No, it's not tinned. It's fresh tuna.
Yeah, beautiful
fresh tuna. And yes, it's
a lot nicer than ours.
I didn't really see a lot of tinned tuna, but fresh tuna was everywhere. And you really find this these different salads of tuna that they call them everywhere. So that's one thing. The other thing that's there a lot is bread. Of course, the French influence, baguettes, but sandwich is the really, really big popular snack. And sandwiches, you can find all sorts of things. You'll get it filled with cheese, you'll get it filled with ham and cheese, omelette, like a three, an omelette style. Or what's really, I love, is one that they call an American, and that's filled with French fries and chopped up hamburger.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, no, it's fabulous.
Hamburger, oh my God.
Like, so you cook the hamburger patty and then you chop it up
and then
you stick it in the roll, so you get the juicy hamburger meat and then the French fries stuck into it as well. And
The American.
Because there was a big, during World War II, there was a big American influence because there was a naval a base there, an army base. So there's been that influence to it. So they've had that influence. There's a big Vietnamese influence in Noumea as well. A lot of Vietnamese went to Noumea to work in the nickel mines. So you'll find in all the little cafes, they all serve pho and bumbo hue and really a pork caramel dish with rice. So, and it's really amazing. You're going, wow, all the sort of local little snacks, as they call them, also have run by a lot of Vietnamese people, and often they're multi-generational. They've been there for many, many years. And there's a popular thing to have is Vietnamese food for lunch. The one thing that I loved was seeing even the popular French steak frites, which is like a really lively minute steak with fries. And we would see people sitting down at lunch, and they'd be in these, like, what you would almost think of as like a milk bar, sitting down, having steak and chips with a glass of wine. And it was fabulous. And it was so lovely, this mix of sort of French and local that you could see. The other things that they have local are more like lots of crab, and they have a lovely pickle that they serve with their meals, which is called achard. And it's common in from Mauritius all the way down through Indonesia, and it's sort of migrated all the way down to Numea. And you'll get all sorts of different, like, it's like a pickle, like shredded vegetables pickled with curry paste, sort of turmeric and spices and chili. So it's bright yellow, and then you've got the colourful vegetables, but you'll get variations based on coconut, bamboo shoots, and even some are mixed with seafood as well. So you'll get even one with octopus, chopped up octopus in it, which is really, really, really good. So there's that local flavour. And then even in the sweets, you'll get things that are like a banana tart. That is one of our most favourite things to have in Numea. There's one little shop that does it in the centre of town, and it's just a beautiful short crust pastry with like a custardy base and then sliced bananas on top.
Yum.
And it's baked, and yeah, it is really, really good. So obviously, like, all the pastries or the cakes or the bread is fantastic because you've got that French influence. You've got then all of this lovely Asian influence that's come from recent migration. And then you've got the Kanak influence of eating what's there, what you can find. As I said, seafood, the beef and the deer is, you know, that's what's grown and eaten there and quite common. A little uncommon is fruit bat.
Oh.
Is a common delicacy for peoples out in the bush, but it's not really something that you're going to find on a downtown menu.
Okay.
But it is there, and that's sort of seen as something that the local peoples really love to indulge in and have when they can get it. And the other thing interesting is there's a local snail, which is really, really lovely too. So you'll sometimes find that, but they're getting a little bit rarer as well.
Is that a French influence?
Yeah, probably. Like, I would imagine the flavour, you know, you've come out from France and you're going, oh gosh, you know, I want to recreate what I know from home. Oh, look, here's some snails. We can right, excellent. So yeah, so out in the Isle of Pines, which is one of the big islands that it's off the coast of the main part of New Caledonia, they're endemic to that island, and that's common dish there. So it's really a fantastic melange of influences that, you know, if you go there, there's only a handful of restaurants that serve very, very local food, but you'll see the influence in even what's called sort of classic French restaurants. They'll have, you know, this tuna salad, or they'll have coconut, or they have banana, or some sort of flavour that gives it a Pacific edge.
I'm quite, I don't know, sad now that there's not just a little pop-up Pacific restaurant in Sydney that I know about.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think there's probably, in local communities, there's probably things that happen. So if you've got a street fair or a church fete or that sort of thing, I'm sure there's something that's out there that people are making this and type of food and sharing it. I mean, you know, Sydney's such a diverse city. There's definitely a big Melanesian and Pacific communities here. So, but I'd love to get hold of it.
Or where can we find out more info?
Go to our blog, www.big-kyu.com. We've got lots of posts about different travels that we've had there.
Thanks so much, Alison.
Thanks, Tess.